The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down almost 600 points this morning after a big drop yesterday. The Dow is now down more than 2,000 points, or around 8% from its peak earlier this year. It's all amid ongoing anxiety about global trade policy and a rout of technology stocks. Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. He is co-host of Velshi and Rule, and he joins us now. Hi, Ali.
Jeremy, why you got to be so negative? The Dow's only off 350 points now.
Well, we'll see what happens as the day goes on. But what is going on?
Well, there are several things going on. There is a lot of weakness in the tech sector. We've seen that actually for a few months, but that was the high rolling sector for a long time. And we've seen the major stocks there, Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, Google, all suffering for different reasons, but they're all down. Then we've got Target. It's report card season, as you know. Earnings season. It reported lower than expected numbers and lower than expected forecasts. And then we've got interest rates going up, and you've got a trade war going on in the rest of the world, and you've got an expansion that's about 10 years old. So some people saying, hey, maybe there's a recession coming.
But why that trouble in the tech sector? We're looking ahead to the holiday season here, and I have to imagine that Amazon is going to do very well as everybody shifts their ordering to online.
Yes. So that is one consistent theme over the last several years. Amazon always does better as people continue to shift on to online. But we've got a couple interesting things. Apple devices may not be the blockbuster hits they once were. We've had some reporting that certain components they use for facial scanning are not being ordered at the same rate. Amazon's been fairly private about these things, so we don't really know. But its stock was $232 in October. It's now about $180. Facebook's having all these issues, as we know, privacy issues. But people are selling those stocks off as well. Mm-hmm. So there's generally a sense that tech stocks are not the can-do-no-wrong investments that they once were.
A couple of political things going on. Obviously, the U.S. elections and the Democrats taking back the House, something that President Trump promised would sink the stock market. And meanwhile, in the U.K., Theresa May is on thin ice trying to get her Brexit plan through Parliament. How are those things factoring into what's happening in the markets?
So the way they're factoring in is that because we've been in this expansion for 10 years, a lot of economists say that sometime between the next 12 and 18 months, we're probably headed for a recession and interest rates are going up. The people are looking around the world for the canary in the coal mine. What's the thing that is going to slow the economy down enough that it might kick us into a recession? Increased American debt, political problems here, a Brexit plan that doesn't go through, oil prices that are too high. Right now we've got oil very low, but for a while they were edging higher. So when you're nervous about a potential recession coming because the schedule demands that one shows up, you're looking around the world to say, where's that canary in the coal mine? Where's the dangerous glitch that could catch on around the world and cause markets to slow down?
And meanwhile, consumer spending, a huge part of our economy, and we're looking forward to the Thanksgiving weekend. AAA saying 54 million Americans are expected to travel more than 50 miles to celebrate. That is something that people do when they are feeling pretty good about spending the extra money on the travel.
Well, so first of all, you're going to spend less money on the gasoline because gas prices are much lower than they were. The second thing is you've got a low unemployment rate. It's still, we still got a problem with some people's wages not going up in this country. But the fact is we've got unemployment at 3.7%. And people are feeling relatively confident right now. Consumer confidence is present. We've been hearing that retail sales will be strong. I will tell you, this warning from Target today was a little interesting because it wasn't something we were expected. And that's hurting the market because retailers are all down. But generally speaking, we've been hearing positive things. They're going to travel this holiday season, and Black Friday is expected to be pretty strong.
And just a few days away. And apparently today is like one of the biggest travel days, which it didn't used to be that way. I thought always Wednesday,
correct.
But now people are leaving on Tuesday.
It's becoming a week-long holiday.
Oh, my God. I'm glad I'm not traveling today, Ali.
You and me both.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.